KSL News Time now, 6:29. Another check of Triple Team traffic on kind of a snowy morning, Andy Farnsworth.
It is, and it's really around the Ochre Mountains on both sides, the Tooele County side and the Salt Lake County side, where the roads are getting at the worst. I'm looking at I-80 from Tooele County. From the moment you get on at Lake Point, speeds are reduced all the way past Saltaire. If you're taking Mountain View Corridor, expect slower speeds and snowier conditions from Harriman all the way up to where Mountain View ends in Kearns. And Highway 111, kind of the same story all the way from Harriman up into Magna. Eric?
Down in Utah County, I-15 is looking good on the main flow. It is wet, but you are more or less at normal speeds heading up to a point of the mountain. Then all the way to downtown, I-15 is in decent shape. We do have an accident reported on I-80 for eastbound traffic. This is 3 miles east of the Silver Creek exit. And down in Utah County at the I-15 exit northbound at University Avenue in Provo, the lights are flashing red, so treat it as a four-way stop. Heather?
Normally it's about a 35-minute KSL travel time southbound 15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, but right now you're going to have to add a good 10 minutes to that as we have very wet road conditions, and your slowest speeds right now are between Layton Parkway and downtown Salt Lake, and it looks like we may have a crash now in the Centerville area. We're trying to find it on the cameras right now, and that's going to add more time to your drive. And don't be surprised if you run into snow at some of the higher elevations in the canyons in Weber and Davis counties. This traffic report is sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your blue tag bonus tag cell headquarters, located 2 blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.